Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. November 25th, Weather Insider Podcast. I'm Bernie Reno. What a pattern we're in, especially in the eastern United States. And if you hear some excitement in my voice, it's because, well, I'm a little ramped up for even what's going to happen tonight in northern parts of New England and the lake effect. And then we have the first 10 days of December, where at some point, during that first 10 days, I think we're going to be looking at a significant amount of snow somewhere in the Midwest and Northeast. I don't have the details yet. And I can't even tell you what days, but it's just looking at the pattern. And I'll try to give you some thought on when that would be. But let's first talk about what's happening today. We have our frontal boundary coming across the Midwest today. That'll be pushing in the western parts of Pennsylvania and western New York tonight. But what's happening with this front, you're getting a deepening trough pressing across the eastern United States, and then that trough is going to become negatively tilted tomorrow morning. What does that mean? Well, if you think of an axis of a trough, north-south axis, tilted, northwest-southeast, that's a negatively tilted trough. And when that happens, you start bringing in moisture back in the colder air on the backside of the trough. Right. And what I think is going to happen also, and I've been talking about this during the week, you're going to get a wave that forms along this boundary as soon as that trough goes negatively tilted. And that'll be tomorrow morning. That wave, I don't know, somewhere across southern New York maybe southern New York over New York City. And then that wave, as the trough continues to move north, will then move north. So that wave will go from like a New York City to Boston to Portland, Maine, to down east Maine. That'll be during the day tomorrow. So this is going to end up being a snowstorm for northern parts of Vermont and New Hampshire. I think even Burlington is going to pick up some snow out of this, Burlington, Vermont, on the backside of this storm as we head into Friday. So I think this is going to be a significant storm. Certainly, the mountains are going to do quite well with this. The Green Mountains, the White Mountains, green in Vermont, white in New Hampshire. I think the Green Mountains will do the best out of this. But for the ski resorts, this is going to be a big storm. I think Burlington, you're going to go from rain to accumulating snow with this on Friday. A couple of inches, I think. But in the mountains, there's going to be over, 6 to 12. Some spots will get a little over a foot of snow with this very easily. So good news for the ski resorts. The Adirondacks, I think, will do well. And then the other thing we're going to see behind the storm is lake effect. This cold air mass coming in, northwest flow. I think, there will be spots that will pick up, 3 to 6, 6 to 12 inches of snow on the backside of this with lake effect. Probably somewhere between Rochester and Syracuse, but this cold air mass. Also, do be careful if you're doing any traveling western parts of Pennsylvania and southwest New York late tonight, tomorrow morning, because we go from mild with rain to snow showers and accumulating snow. So be mindful of that if you're doing any traveling. There's going to be quite a bit of snow downwind of the lakes with this. So keep that in mind. Now down toward like a Jamestown, I think there's a 6 to 12 inches. There may be a 6 to 12 inches somewhere between Rochester and Watertown. All right. Then we have our next system, a little clipper that's coming down across the Dakotas Friday night. That'll go across the Midwest on Saturday. And then Sunday that comes across the Northeast. It's a tricky little system because while I don't think it's going to produce a lot of snow across the Midwest and into Pennsylvania, I think there's going to be a general coating to an inch or two with this system. Southern parts of of Michigan, along Interstate, southern parts of Michigan. I think it could be rain or snow for a time along Interstate 80 in Ohio and Indiana. But even the Cleveland area, I could see a coating or an inch or two. Then you track that snow along and north of Interstate 80, across Pennsylvania, southern New York. I think there could be a couple of inches of snow, 1 to 2, coating to an inch or two. It's a small amount. And then as the system gets offshore, I'm not sure what happens with it. If it just goes out the sea and there's no big problem for southern New England, or the trough supporting it digs, cuts off, and then we can get, you know, we can get an area of, you know, 1 to 3, 3 to 4 inches of snow. Oh, I don't know, from Worcester across Concord and up in the Maine. That would be Sunday night and Monday. So that one's certainly something to watch. But I do feel as if a lot of areas are going to get their first measurable snow with this clipper across Ohio and Pennsylvania. Again, it won't be a lot, coating an inch or two. I don't think this is going to be for the I-95 corridor. If it does anything in New York City on south toward Philadelphia, it's some rain. All right. Then you can tell I've been excited about this pattern, December 1st, December 10th. And here's why. It's the same pattern that we've seen. We have a general west to northwest flow across the Midwest and into the Northeast. And what's going to be happening is you get these little impulses like we're getting with this, like we're getting today, where you bring these storms in. They don't have a lot of precipitation, but we know what they do have behind it, shots of cold air. This begins December 1st with a weak system that brings a shot of cold air. And even I'm not sure how weak it's going to be, but your first system brings the shot of cold air. Then there's going to be another system. Then there's going to be another system. Then there's going to be another system. And this pattern of these impulses coming with this west-northwest flow that bring in colder air behind it continue. At some point during this pattern, one of these weak impulses will strengthen and you'll get a deepening trough. Instead of the trough axis just going across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and then across Ohio, Pennsylvania, you'll get one of these troughs to push across the Dakotas, Nebraska, Missouri, and all of a sudden, you know what you'll end up doing is you'll get a surface storm. Instead of coming across the upper Midwest, you'll get a storm to form along the Mid-South, somewhere across Arkansas, Tennessee, and then that storm runs northeastward. You have enough cold air in place, and all of a sudden, we're talking about a fairly large area of over 6 inches of snow, you know, 3 to 6, 6 to 10 inches of snow. At some point, I really feel like that's going to happen during this December 1st, December 10th time for period. The time frame that it seems most likely to happen, if it does, and again, I want to stress, I don't have the details, but just looking how we have the first impulse that comes across the area December 1st to December 2nd, that would be Thursday, a week from now. I think that sets the cold air. And then it's the system after that, somewhere around the 4th, 5th, and 6th of December. So that's going to be next weekend. I think that's the first time frame to watch. Now, again, is it in the Midwest? Is it along the eastern seaboard? I'm not sure. But I do feel pretty strongly it's somewhere from the Midwest to the Northeast. There will be, let's say, a snowstorm, an area where we're going to be looking, a fairly large area where we're looking at the possibility of 6 inches of snow. Somewhere in that time frame, I think that's going to happen. So we'll see how that works out. And then it appears to me after the 10th, the pattern changes a little bit here. That is, you start bringing in storms into the Pacific Northwest. It may get a little milder. And that ends the pattern. So I think we have until really now through December 10th, where there's the opportunity available for a large area of 3 or 6 or more inches of snow. I'm kind of leaning toward somewhere around the 4th, 5th, and 6th that's going to happen. Let's see if that's right. In the meantime, let's watch. We have two storms to watch. The one today, that's going to be a snowstorm for northern New England, the Adirondacks, Vermont, New Hampshire, in the mountains. The ski resorts are going to do very well. Even some of the lowlands like Saranac Lake toward Burlington, I could see accumulating snow. Then we have the lake effect snow that will start Friday night and last until, I'm sorry, it'll start late tonight, all day Friday, and then it will dissipate Saturday. And then let's keep an eye on that clicker, that clipper. All right. Hope everybody has a great, fantastic Thanksgiving. Make sure you download the AccuWeather app. It's a free download one on your mobile device. We'll keep you ahead of all these storms. But again, from the Midwest toward the Northeast, batten down the hatches. At some point, we're going to have a storm. I'm leaning toward that 4th, 5th, 6th of December. That would be next weekend into the week following. So let's keep an eye on it.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.